This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the phone number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. You talk with Nathan, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together. Now, we were talking about some of the berries and things to grow in our garden, and I mentioned be a good time to grow some, either some little pots with a saucer or a small window box on your windowsill. And you can grow lettuce at this time of the year, and it tastes delicious. But it's fun. Now, at the end of this month, you're only talking a week, it's going to be time to start some of our flowers. And if you like, for example, snapdragons, they need to be started during February. Doesn't have to be the first week, but during the month of February, you need to start your snapdragons. It takes them a long time to get started, and they should be started then. Petunias, the same thing. Middle to the end of February, you want to start your petunias. Marigolds, quick. Zinnias, quick. And a lot of your other annuals are really quick. But the two that need to be started early are your snapdragons and your petunias. And go through your seed catalogs. Go to your local nursery. See what they have available. And you can start them inside. Now, use the seed starter soil. Espoma, the people that make Holytone and Plantone, have a wonderful seed starting soil. It's very light, it's very airy, and because it's a light and loose mixture, your seeds will germinate a lot quicker. But one of the things is drainage. And if you're planting seeds and you're using garden soil, it's going to be too heavy, especially for small seeds like petunias and snapdragons. You need a seed starter soil. Once they're established and they're growing good, then you can use a potting soil. But a garden soil is heavy. That's more for adding to your garden, or if you want to grow plants in like a whiskey barrel or any kind of container, then use garden soil. But for repotting houseplants, you want to use a potting soil, not a garden soil. And if you can get that garden soil or potting soil or seed starter that has the beneficial microbes added to it, that makes a big difference. So when you go to your garden center to get your seeds, you can pick up trays to start your seedlings in and get some sterilized seed starting soil. It makes a big difference. If you just take, I got a bag of potting soil here in the tool shed, I bring it in, let it thaw, and plant my seeds, the tiny seeds, they'll go right through the soil every time you water. and it will push them deeper and deeper, and your germinating percentage won't be as good. And when you're trying to germinate small seeds like snapdragons, like petunias, and a lot of other plants, don't water with a watering can. You want to water with a mister. Once they come up, then you can use a watering can. But until they germinate and they've made the second set of leaves. Now, the first set that comes out on these seedlings is like a picnic basket. And those two leaves that open are filled with food. And that will help to nourish the new plant as it begins to grow in your garden or in a seed tray. Then, out of the center of these two picnic baskets, will come out a new shoot, and that will be the true leaf of that plant. Once you see that second set, then you can transplant them to individual containers, but not before you get the true leaf. Because remember, the first leaves are part of the plant, like a picnic basket, full of food to let the plant grow. But start some seeds in a window box or a pot. Lettuce is a good example. But if you have kids and you want to get them interested in gardening, use a big seed that's easy for them to handle. And peas will work good, beans will work good, and anything that they can see will really help them. But February is the month that you start your snapdragons, petunias, and other plants, but use a seed starter soil that's light and airy, like the Espoma seed starting soil with the beneficial microbes. Okay, let's talk a little bit about raspberries. Now, raspberries is a berry that originated from the United States, Asia, and Europe. They're native, wild-growing berries. And northern part of North America, from the Carolinas up, and all over Asia, and all over Europe. And the secret with raspberries, lots of sun. You've got to put, when you buy a raspberry plant, it's going to look like a stick with some leaves on them. You may buy five to a pot. It could be an individual pot, but it looks just like a stick. And that's a runner. Just like we talked about the strawberries, we'll send out a runner, and then the new plant will form. This is the same thing, except that it's a year-old runner. And the nursery that raises the raspberries, in the fall of that year, when the plant has gone dormant, they will dig up all of these individual runners, put them in a group of probably 25, and they send them to the nursery that will pot them. But it's each stick is one plant. And you're going to put them 2 feet apart. And when you get done, you look at it, and you're going to say, wow, there's nothing here. That little stick that you put in the ground with roots, once it's established, will begin to produce these runners. But unlike the strawberry, that the runner is above ground, the runner for the raspberry is below ground. And at the end of the first year, that little stick, about the size of your little finger and maybe a foot high, will have made anywhere from 6 to 12 new shoots have developed from that mother plant. And over the course of time, it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the reason you're putting them a couple of feet apart, you can even put them 3 feet apart if you want to give them some room, but they will fill in. and your raspberries, the thing that you have to say to yourself, once that new branch makes flowers and produces fruit, the following year it will only make leaves, just foliage, no more raspberries. So you've got to get this in your head when you're growing raspberries. When that single stem has finished producing fruit, and you've picked off the last one from that branch, you need to take your pruners and cut it off at the soil line. If you don't, over a three-year period, you will have this massive clump of raspberries and very, very few fruit. And the same thing with blackberries. They only produce fruit on that branch for 1 year. So feed them, give them plenty of water. You can mulch, you can use straw, you can use bark mulch, whatever you want. But when the year is over and you've picked all the berries off your plant, cut it off. That way the energy will go into the new shoots to keep them productive. And that plant will continue to make new branches every year. But get rid of the old ones because they only produce fruit once. That's the secret. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some gardening help for indoor plants or outside, you run into a problem in the past with insects or disease problems, call me, 855-660-4261, and talk with Nathan, and he'll get you set up so we can chatter. Okay, blueberries. Blueberries are a plant that are native to North America. They grew wild. The Native Americans used to eat the blueberries as a source of nutrition and energy, and they also used some of the blueberries as a dye when they were painting or using them to brighten up their clothing. Blueberries are really easy to grow. They're a long-term berry. They'll last 25 years or more in your garden. And the one good thing about blueberries is you can buy early, mid-season, and late. So if you put a row of six blueberries and they all come in at once, you've got about a month to pick it, and then it's all over. So what you do is, if you're going to plant 12, you get four early, four mid-season, and four late. And that way you're going to have blueberries over a much longer period of time. They'll grow at the same rate, but they will bloom and produce fruit differently. And that's how you can get more enjoyment out of your blueberries. Now, blueberries like an acid soil, so you never put lime near them. You want to keep them acidic. And you can use a product like Holytone that Espoma makes. And Espoma, Holytone are for plants that prefer to be on the acidic side. If you have a soil test and you find that your soil is almost neutral, then you can purchase a small bag of aluminum sulfate. and aluminum sulfate will make the soil more acidic. If you're growing hydrangea, hydrangea can be blue or pink, right? And you can buy a fertilizer that will make them pink, and you can buy a fertilizer that will make them blue. If you have a bag of the blue food for blue hydrangea, you can use it on blueberries. But I'll just buy a bag of Holytone. I'll sprinkle it on both sides of the row or around each plant, and it will keep the soil acidic. And that's a really big part of growing blueberries. They also like to be mulched. And you can use pine bark mulch. You can use straw. But you need to put a couple of inches of mulch to help to retain the moisture during July and August. When the blueberries are coming in, if you can keep the ground moist, you'll have more blueberries and they'll be larger and they'll taste better. If you're just growing them in the garden with no mulch around them and it gets really hot and you're not able to water as much as you need to, you'll have smaller berries and they won't have the flavor. So put some mulch around them. That'll help to cut back on the weeding also, and feed them with Holytone, and you'll have beautiful blueberries. Now, I know some of you, and I've done the same thing, and I never realized why, but I've made blueberry muffins. And you get your batter all ready, or you buy a package of it, mix them all up, you cook them, and where the berry is sticking out of the muffin, you get a little green coloration to the batter. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but if you're using fresh blueberries, you may have this happen. The blueberry is acidic. And if your recipe calls to use baking soda is the opposite. It's alkaline. And the two of them fight, and you end up with a blueberry that around the edges, right near the batter, is going to be green. If that happens, add a little bit of lemon juice to your batter. And that's acidic, and it will help to calm down the alkaline of the baking soda, or just cut back on the baking soda.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we've had some rough weather. It's been cold from Maine to Florida. We've had snow from Maine to Florida and everything in between. Last week, Rowley, North Carolina, got 15 inches of snow. And so the whole country is in a deep freeze. And if you like watching your birds, what do we do to help them? What do we feed them to keep them healthy? Well, to answer those questions, we've invited Cianne from Wild Delight to join us this morning, and she can help you out. Cianne, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Well, I'm a little bit warmer than I was the rest of the week, but it's still cold out there, Cianne.
Absolutely. But, I mean, it's a nice little reprieve from what we've had. I think we're actually going to go into the 40s today, and that's like a heat wave.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Oh, yes, this has been such a crazy winter. You just have no idea what it's going to do.
I know, and I'm really worried about February, because traditionally February is a stormy month, and, you know, just take it one day at a time. But how about those birds that we have in the backyard? How do we help them with this kind of weather, Cianne?
Oh, my goodness, keep those feeders full. Oh, they are so hungry. And now, like today, I'm planning, since it's been so warm and we had such a... The snow has melted quite a bit. I'm going to get out there and clean up out underneath my feeders, clean the area, and get it ready for them to keep on coming to my feeders.
Now, how often should we actually take the feeder down and clean it, Cianne?
You know, you should, well, depending on the mix that you use, if you use a nice clean mix, You could probably get a couple weeks before you have to take it down. But with this weather that we've been having, you know, it's snowing, it's freezing rain, all the moisture and stuff, you know, that moisture can get into those ports. So you should, inspect your feeders on a regular basis, especially after a storm. Take them down, you know, dump the seed out. You don't have to throw it out, you know, just dump it into a bucket. Check your ports, you know, take a brush, do a quick brushing, and then put the seed back in and put it back up. Because, you know, the moisture will cause the seed in the ports to clog, and then the birds can't feed freely. But as for actual cleaning, it's kind of hard to do it in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But as soon as spring comes along, I get my big bucket out, fill it with hot water and white vinegar, and give them all a good soaking.
Terrific. Terrific. Now, being that the weather has been cold, and I know that the East Coast, New York, and all of New England, and further south, we've had temperatures in the teens, the single numbers, and below zero. You make a lot of different blends of seed. Is there one that you prefer when it's really, really cold like this that will really help the birds to get through?
Well, I usually like to use, we make a mix called Zero Waste with Fruit, and it's sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios. And it also has about 10% of fruit, which is raisins and cranberries. Because you want a high-fat diet, high-energy diet. So, like I've always said, sunflower and peanuts are extremely high in fat. You're looking at, for a cup of sunflower or peanuts, you're looking at 72, 73 grams of fat. So that's going to give them that fat that they need. And the fruit, well, you got your sugar energy. So it gives them both. So I like to fill my feeders up with that. And what's nice is that there's no shells.
Right, right. And I know,
so, you know, you're not going to get that spring surprise with a big mound of empty shells on the ground once the snow melts.
Exactly. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I was talking to one of our listeners, and they were telling me that where they live, they cannot feed the birds because of the mess that it creates.
Yes.
And I was telling her about this mix that you made, and there's no seed coats, there's no hull on it.
Right.
And she went and talked to the association and had gone on your website, got the information, printed it, and took it to the homeowners association. And they are now allowing her to feed the birds by using that clean seed that won't create a mess like other bird foods will.
Right. And, you know, and that there are towns that are discouraging, or else I've heard of a couple towns banning feeding the birds because of the mess. I mean, ingredients are important. Not only, you know, the shells that fall to the ground, but if you're using a mix that is full of red Milo, corn, I'm not even a big fan of white millet. And, you know, if you see the birds, they're kicking it out, throwing it all over the ground. Well, when you do that, you know, nature is going to do what nature does. And when you throw that food all over the ground, it's going to bring in animals you don't want. And that's mice, rats, raccoons. You know, in our area, bear will come in.
Yep.
You know, so not only having nice shell-free, but good ingredients, too.
Yeah. Now, I admit, now, one of the things that I really love about all of your mixes, and I have a neighbor that had come to my house between Thanksgiving and Christmas, saw my bird feeders were full, and the birds were all over the yard. And she said, wow, I think I want to do that. And I told her to use your mix. I showed her what I was using. And she came back a week later and said, you should see all the birds in my yard. And, I mean, she was so excited. And said, I'm never going to buy that junk that I bought at the box stores anymore, because just like you said, they would throw it all over the ground, and then in the spring, they had a big pile of a clump of weeds coming up,
That too, yes.
But
it does make a difference.
Go ahead. it really is good, but the thing that I stress to her is how unique of a company Wild Delight is, because of the minerals, the vitamins, and everything else that you put in there that no other company does. So rather than just give them some food, it's like giving them a flu shot, like today. You know, that's all they talk about in the news. If you can give them all these minerals and vitamins, you're going to keep them a heck of a lot healthier. And with this cold, you need to really help them out.
Absolutely. We have, as people have, you know, disrupted their entire habitat. You know, so they're under a great deal of stress to begin with. You know, loss of habitat, pollution, you know, the stress of finding food. So whatever we can do to help them, it comes back to us tenfold. They give us such enjoyment. There's nothing like sitting outside, well, not on a day like today, but
yep,
in the summertime, sitting outside and just watching them. It's very calming and relaxing. So they give us a great deal of joy and entertainment.
Yeah, they sure do. I remember my dad growing up, on his day off, he would have lunch at the kitchen table right near the window. And as he ate his lunch, he could watch the birds eating their lunch. And, oh, he just loved the bird feeder. We had a dogwood tree at the house in Massachusetts, and he had 7 or 8 bird feeders, suet, a bird bath, and that was all of his enjoyment when he retired from cooking.
Absolutely, and you know, then the more you're out there enjoying the birds, the more they recognize you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my birds, I've actually had them land on the feeder as I'm filling it.
Wow.
My mother used to go out there, she had a jar of peanuts in the shell, and she'd go out there and she'd shake it, and she'd not only had a chipmunk and a squirrel that would come over to be hand fed, but she had a blue jay come down and land on her foot and take a peanut from her.
Wow.
You know, so they do get to recognize you and trust you, and you know, it's just so wonderful to connect with nature.
Yeah. The other thing that happened this week, I had an email from a woman, and she said, "Paul, I was listening to your show a couple weeks ago, and CN was talking about that she had a bird food blend that would prevent the squirrels from just destroying everything that she had worked so hard for." And she went out, she found a garden center that carried it, bought it, brought it home, filled her feeder with it, and she said, "That first week I had more fun. The squirrels would climb up the pole, get into the bird feeder, start to eat, and all of a sudden the squirrel jumped to the ground, is rolling in the snow because of that product that you add to your, was it Sizzle and Heat?"
Sizzle and Heat. It's a capsaicin-infused seed. Because, you know, squirrels, you know, you either love them or you hate them. But, you know what? They are cute, and, you know, and they do need to eat, too. But the problem is one, when they get on your feeders, a lot of times they chew your feeder, and they destroy it. And they can chase some of your birds away. So to prevent them from getting them on your feeder, you know, I always say there's no such thing as a squirrel-proof feeder. I call them squirrel slower downers. Some work better than others. There are squirrel baffles out there that you can use. But adding Sizzle and Heat capsaicin-infused seed actually helps in that battle. And so once you can secure your feeders, I always recommend go out and buy, you know, squirrel food, which is, you know, corn and maybe a little peanut and stuff. And set up a separate squirrel feeding station away from your main feeders because, you know, the squirrels, they are smart, but they're kind of lazy. So if they had the choice of trying to battle that feeder that you set up or hopping up over there for a nice, easy meal, they're going for the easy meal. So you can have harmony in your yard.
Yeah, it really is good. But this woman just raved about your sizzle and heat bird food. And she said it was just like a comedian show with these squirrels jumping off the feeder, rolling in the snow, and then going back up there and doing the same thing again. And
they eventually learn to leave it alone. And it doesn't harm the squirrel. If anybody out there has ever eaten a hot buffalo wing,
mm-hmm.
it's the same effect.
Right, right.
And it does not bother the birds, but what activates that burning sensation is your saliva. And birds don't have that saliva, so their whole digestion and everything is different, so they don't get any burning sensation.
So that's a real good thing. Now, with the cold, we need to help the bird to put on a little bit of fat in their body to keep them warm. What do you think is the best seed to put in a bird feeder to help them when it's really cold like this? Oh, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, tell us what you would recommend that Wild Delight Bird Food has put together. Maybe a couple of different blends with all of the berries and nuts and everything else to help keep the birds healthy this year.
Okay.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with CN. She is our bird lady from Wild Delight Bird Food Company. And she's giving us some tips on how to help the birds at this time of the year where it's so cold. It's got to be rough living outside just sheltered from an evergreen tree or a thick shrub. It's got to be rough on those birds to survive the winter with this type of weather. Now, Sian, what would be the most beneficial bird food that you should have in your feeder for this type of weather to keep the birds healthy and from not freezing?
What I always tell people is know what you're buying. Read the ingredient panel. Not all feed is the same. You want sunflower. Sunflower is going to be your number one preferred seed by the widest variety of birds. Then you're going to want some tree nuts in there. Tree nuts are high in fat as well. So that's a good combination. And fruit. How about some fruit for some energy? But read that ingredient panel. Avoid that cracked corn, red Milo, wheat, oats, barley. I've seen some very weird things thrown into bird food because these companies are counting on people thinking, oh, it's a seed, a bird will eat it. But if they're tossing it out on the ground, you're not going to get the results that you're hoping for, and you're just going to end up wasting and having a mess.
Yeah, and, you know, Wild Delight is a little bit more expensive than other brands out there, but everything that's in the bag is edible for the birds. You've got a lot of the beneficial products like vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and so forth. So you're going to have a stronger bird. And if you can keep them...
It's going to last longer in your feeders. I mean, I've been birding for 23 years now. And when I first started, I bought the cheap supermarket stuff. And I was filling my feeders every single day. I'd fill them up in the morning, go out to work, come home. They're empty. It's all over the ground. I was going through a 40-pound bag a week. And most of it was being tossed out. So right. When I started with this company 16 years ago, I was just like, well, let's see what it does. It lasted longer. I didn't have the mess on the ground. And it was just a better experience.
Now, how can people find a store where they can purchase the seed?
You go to our website, www.wilddelight.com. And we do have a store locator map on there that you put your zip code in, the amount of miles you're willing to drive, and let it go. And it brings up all the stores in that parameter.
Now, what else do you have on that website, CN?
It'll talk about our different mixes and the benefits and different birds. We even have a little drop box for Kids Corner, for little kid activities. It's a fun website. And we
really
even have a Facebook page, and I always welcome people to, if you have great pictures of birds, post them on our Facebook page. We would enjoy it immensely.
That sounds like a lot of fun, especially this time of the year. Now, once people get started, how late into the year can they feed the birds? Is it something that they can do year-round, or is it only a fall and winter hobby?
I feed year-round. I mean, it used to be people only fed in the wintertime because, they felt sorry, it was hard to get food. And then they'd stop in the spring, and it's just like spring is as important as the winter because your migratory birds are coming back. They're going to be setting up territories to build nests and have babies. Wouldn't you want them to come to your yard and provide them food so they can feed their babies? I feed year-round.
Yeah. I do also. I feed them year-round, and I've actually noticed now that we have fewer mosquitoes during the summer if you can feed the birds and keep them in your yard. And it's makes things a little bit easier, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. The birds are so beneficial. You know, they not only eat seed, but you know what? When you set up a bird feeding area, you make it a bird-friendly environment, you're actually going to bring birds in that aren't traditionally seed eaters. You're going to bring in your warblers and your swallows and stuff like that are traditionally straight insect eaters. You know?
Wonderful. CN, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we can't wait to get you back on the radio to help everybody to have healthy birds.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.